What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, April 12th, 2012. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, answering the phones, keeping us out of trouble. Today is the anniversary, this day in history, in 1961, when Yuri Gagarin became the first human being to fly into outer space, or at least the first one to get there and get back safely. There were persistent rumors. There may have been a couple of one-way trips that preceded him. And given the degree of deception that we understand the Soviet Union was capable of, and our own government is capable of, hard to dismiss it. Some Italian scientists thought they heard earlier flights that were up there and did not get back down here. And it's rather interesting to know that when the United States first got into this race to the moon with the Soviet Union, it was seriously proposed by the military to beat the Russians by making it a one-way trip, to find an American volunteer willing to give his life to beat the Russians to the moon and send him on a one-way trip. He'd plant the flag, then he'd take his suicide pill, and we would have put the first man on the moon. And John F. Kennedy obviously was opposed to that, which is why every time he made a speech about going to the moon, he always included that line, and returning him safely to the earth, because he was fighting this big political battle. You know, that said, you know, no, just making it a suicide mission is going to send exactly the wrong message about what space exploration is supposed to be about. So this day in 1961, Yuri Gagarin was the first human being into space officially, assuming that all those other rumors are untrue. Now, obviously, big news today, and they're still pounding it because he just went into his first court hearing, is George Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder in the killing of Trayvon Martin. And I think this is about the best outcome. First-degree murder obviously would not have applied because it wasn't premeditated. Manslaughter was kind of a little light situation here, and the idea that the police... I'm sorry, I left a little annoying message on here. The fact that the police told Zimmerman, we do not need you to follow him, and he persisted in following him, is what took it from manslaughter to second-degree murder, and he's going to be arraigned on May 29th, so at least for the moment, there's no need for rioting in the streets. However, I noticed that everybody's still trying to play this for all the politics they can. They're trying to make racism a big issue for the upcoming campaign, and so forth and so on. Yeah, somebody in the chat room was saying, I hope this is the last time we hear the Zimmerman story. Ain't gonna happen. They're gonna pound this one as hard as they did O.J., and if he gets all, and if Zimmerman gets all the way through trial and he's acquitted the way those four cops in the Rodney King situation, we could still wind up with riots just in time for the election. So, yeah, I'm a little sick of the story myself, but they're pounding on it just as hard as they can here. Now, there's kind of an interesting story, and I want to preface this by saying, or reminding everybody, I'm no fan of Mitt Romney. I absolutely am no fan of Mitt Romney at all. But I noticed this very interesting kerfuffle that's being kicked up between the White House and the Romney campaign over the fact that Ann Romney is a stay-at-home mom. And there was a story that came out there earlier today saying Ann Romney defends stay-at-home mom status. And my first response was, why does she have to defend that? Because one of my complaints against the feminist movement of the 1990s wasn't that they said that women could go out into the workplace and ought to have the right to go out to the workplace the same as men, is they made it mandatory. They replaced one set of artificial expectations with another. And they said women should go into the office, and if you wanted to stay at home, you were somehow inferior. And I think Ann Romney's kind of responding to that. There are some other dimensions to this little debate, though. And when we come back from this first break, I want to go into this a little bit more in detail over what's going on here. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And so we're talking about this created controversy, and it is created, where Ann Romney has been put on the defensive about her stay-at-home mom status. And the Obama administration is apparently casting aspersions that the Romneys are not supporters of the feminist ideas of equality and so forth and so on. Well, equality and freedom of choice means you get to do what you want. And the true ideals of feminism is that women could, if they so chose, go into the workplace. Or if they wanted to stay at home, they had that freedom as well. And unfortunately, a big part of the latter militant feminism was they were out there screaming at women, there's something wrong with you if you don't want to go to work and help pay more taxes to the money junkies. And so Ann Romney has nothing to defend. And again, I don't like the Romneys. I don't like Mitt Romney. I really don't know Ann. But if she wants to be a stay-at-home mother, doesn't she have that right? Our society has been talking for years about how the children who are being raised without at least one present parent, they're basically learning their social ideals from TV, from mass media, from the government schools. The worst of the lot. Now, as an interesting little side note here, while Obama has gone on the offensive implying that the Romneys are not supporters of feminism, apparently, records from the Office of Management and Budget are showing that the Obama White House pays women considerably less than their male counterparts. So this is a classic case of, people living in glass houses shouldn't be casting stones. What this is a manufactured controversy. I mean, the corporate media is now saying Barbara Bush has weighed in on the role of women. That's what they're trying to do. The role of women is going to be a campaign issue. Why? Because it's not the wars and it's not the economy. From now through November, the corporate media is going to be nothing but this hideous goulash of anything they can throw at you to make you forget about the economy and the wars. And this is just another one. They're making a big deal about this story about how in California, atheists are demanding Camp Pendleton take down crosses on military cemeteries. And by the way, from the atheists that I know and associate with, nobody cares. Nobody cares. If they were Christian, put a cross on their grave. If they were Jewish, put a Star of David. If they were whatever, you know, it's kind of a personal thing. Your grave is a personal thing. Most atheists like me don't want a grave. I'm going to donate my body to science because medical students could use a good laugh. But it's a manufactured incident. The role of religion in the military, the role of religion in society. They're trying to manufacture fringe issues to get you all hot and bothered, get you up in a lather, fighting each other back and forth. White against black, religious against atheist, traditional at-home moms versus the liberated workplace, whatever. It's all about keeping you thrashing about and not paying attention to the issues that affect every single one of us in America. They're going to make gay issue a marriage again. Abortion's going to be an issue again. And yes, those are important issues to the people whose lives they affect. But the issues for this election are those things that affect every single living American, the economy and the wars. A criminal culture that pervades Wall Street and Washington, D.C., have tried and failed to pull off the biggest financial swindle in history. They've brought the entire Western banking system to the edge of ruin. But they're going to make this election about the role of women in the home or the office place. So it's politics as usual here. Now, a rather interesting story has come up. The Supreme Court is going to rehear the Citizens United lawsuit. As you're aware, this is the lawsuit that declared corporations, because they are considered legal persons, have a First Amendment right to express their political will, and that therefore any limits on their campaign contributions represent a violation of their First Amendment rights. Now, of course, this is really absurd. Corporations are not sentient beings. This is simply a legal dodge so that the owners of corporations can evade campaign the limits on campaign donations that ordinary citizens are supposed to have. Corporations are not intelligent. They don't actually have an opinion. It's an artificial construct. It's like making a marionette and saying this marionette has a right to freedom of speech. It was absurd to begin with. Well, it's going back to the court, and there's a lawsuit. It's basically coming out of the Montana Supreme Court, which said that the federal law on that came out of Citizens United regarding freedom of speech for corporations and corporate personhood doesn't influence state law. And as a matter of fact, that if the states wish to pass a law saying corporations must have campaign funding limits, that the Citizens United decision really doesn't affect it. This is going to get back to a constitutional issue of states' rights versus federal encroachment. Obviously, I'm on the side of the states here. But if you really think about it, the whole idea is just ludicrous. For corporations to be legal persons granted the rights under the Constitution, well, if we're going to give them First Amendment rights, then we have to give them rights under the 13th Amendment. They may not be owned. And the absurdity of this whole idea of saying corporations are persons with constitutional rights becomes obvious when you say, well, if the First Amendment has to apply to them because they're legally persons, then so does the 13th, which says corporations may not be owned by other persons, either corporate or corporeal. Carbon-based life form or silicon-based, doesn't really matter. They can't be owned, nor can they own others. If corporations are persons under the 13th Amendment, they may not own other corporations. And you can see how incredibly absurd the machinations have become to try and allow the owners of corporations to evade the limits to campaign influencing that you and I all have to live with. And we've seen the abuses where these corporations are setting up these super PACs and huge donations and huge media purchases to shove the corporate candidate down our throats. And it's already being abused. And I think the state should have the right to say, in our state, you obey the limits that everybody else has to live with. So this is going to be a big, huge fight. Sadly, unfortunately, this year's election has already been corrupted by the corporate big money, and they're not going to undo that damage. We're going to grab a phone call here. Paul in Michigan, aloha. Paul, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I just wanted to point out the hypocrisy of Obama and his supporters. I mean, Obama's father and stepfather were Muslims, and Muslims don't allow their women to work, whether they want to or not. There's probably 500 million
that's Obama's father and his grandfather. We don't know that that's Obama himself. What we do know is that according to the financial records, the White House is paying women less than their male counterparts. That is a hard fact that we can actually look at and need to rub his nose in. If he's going to start going after Ann Romney because she wants to stay on home and be a mother, well, then we have to come back and say that's an inappropriate comment. And, you know, basically, if Obama wants to comment on Mitt Romney's campaign statements before they turn them over and shake him to erase them all, that's fine. But going after the family and making it personal like that, I think Obama has made a serious political mistake here. And again, as I said, I don't like Mitt Romney, but in this particular case, I think this attack on Ann Romney is completely inappropriate.
And there's that famous picture in Chicago of all of Obama's young college-age workers. They're like 99.9% white. Isn't that racist?
Well, okay, are we changing topics here? Or did you just come on here to bash Obama?
Yeah, I'm just saying Obama thinks that, you know, there's not enough black people working, and all of his campaign volunteers are white.
It sounds to me like you're just coming in here to bash Obama, and he deserves bashing, but I'd like to kind of keep the show on topic here. Okay, and Obama's ancestry, regardless of which one you think it is, because if my theory about the birth certificate is correct, then his father and grandfather weren't Muslims, okay? His father was a communist and a nude photographer here in Honolulu, and so whatever these other guys were or were not becomes even more irrelevant. Let us stay in the here and now and the present day. And not go back looking for things in the way past that really are no longer germane. In this particular context, you know, I think Obama has overstepped a line here, especially with the hypocrisy of the pay scales inside the White House. And I think this is going to flash back on him. I think he's made his first major mistake of the campaign, because I think feminists are not going to respond well to an attack on any woman living her life the way she chooses to live it. And I think Obama's made a serious, serious strategic mistake here. Now, getting on here back to the political situation, MSNBC, there's a video clip, we've got it posted to the front of whatreallyhappened.com, where MSNBC is admitting Ron Paul has won a lot of delegates. And now Santorum's delegates are in play. They may go where Santorum asks them to go, or they may sit there and think, do I really want to support Romney, or should I go to Ron Paul? So now everybody's starting to talk about the GOP convention is probably going to be a brokered convention. And Ron Paul's going to be a player. I mean, unless they do what they did 4 years ago and simply lock the doors and not allow him and his delegates in. And then afterwards they apologize and say, oh, we're sorry. We should have let you in. You did have enough people to be our bad. We won't do it again. And then, of course, they did it again here. Now, Ron Paul's campaign, sadly, is in a little bit of financial trouble because he doesn't have these people like Sheldon Adelson, these casino owners who are under investigation for bribing Chinese government officials. Ron Paul doesn't have those kind of people donating to him. It's you and it's me. He needs your help. The only way to get the big money corruption out of politics is for the little money to unite together in the common cause of restoring the republic. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
What Really Happened Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to point out something about this Citizens United group. Citizens weren't involved. It was a corporate front to create this myth that corporations are people, persons, deserving of the right of free speech, even though corporations in and of themselves are not sentient and are not able to speak at all. It is the owners of the corporations speaking through the corporation in order to evade campaign limits to campaign donations and political spending. In other words, all Citizens United about is the proposition that the Congress of the United States of America and the White House are for sale to the highest bidder. That's the whole point of Citizens United. Knowing that Wall Street and the corporations can always outbid the American people, especially after 100 years of a private central banking system that has been sucking the wealth away from the people whose labor produced that wealth and putting it in the pockets of the corporations. Now, if you, as I, believe that the Congress and the White House are not for sale, should not be for sale, belong to the we the people of the United States of America, then you're going to have to step up here, and you're going to have to help out Ron Paul. And I know the possibility of him getting the nomination is remote on the point of vanishing, but the longer he stays in the race, the more he can keep the people's focus on the important issues. Look at the media today. They're already out there trying to say, oh, women's issues, abortion, gay marriage, illegal immigration. They're trying to find anything to distract you from the economy and the wars, which are the real issues that affect us all. So if you want to get the big money corruption out of politics, and the big money corruption is getting bigger and bigger because they're buying themselves more corruption. They're buying themselves more loophole. They bought the Supreme Court. They literally bought the Supreme Court to validate this insane idea that a bunch of buildings have free speech rights. So Ron Paul's campaign is running a little short of money, because he doesn't have a Sheldon Adelson who will pour hundreds of millions of dollars onto his campaign whenever he gets into trouble or bounces a check in Utah like Newt just did. Ron Paul doesn't have the big Wall Street money junkie firms, you know, taking a big chunk of that bailout money that was looted from you. And they turn around and they give it to the Mitt Romney campaign. I mean, if you think about it very carefully, this is kind of what's going on out there. The U.S. government took your money and gave it to Wall Street without your permission. Wall Street turns around and spends it to make sure their candidate gets into the White House ahead of your candidate. They're buying the government right out from under you. And the only people who can stop it is everybody listening to this show, listening to Republic Broadcasting, reading my website, reading all the alternative media. So if you have anything at all, every little tiny bit helps. Go over to ronpaul2012.com. That's his official campaign website up in the upper right. There's a little button, donate. And I know we're in the middle of a fundraiser here at RBN, and I hope you can find it in your heart to donate to both, to RBN and to Ron Paul. But Ron Paul needs a push right now to stay in the race, to keep reminding Americans what the real issues are that confront us all. And it's not whether or not women are free to be stay-at-home moms. That's a manufactured distraction. All righty. Going to move on here a little bit. Oh, let's see. Now, there's an interesting video. Again, we have it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, where somebody went in to the polls at Washington, D.C., claimed to be Eric Holder, the attorney general, and they were going to give him a ballot to go vote. And he's saying right on the video, I'm sorry, I don't have my ID. And they say, ah, you don't need an ID here. As long as you're here and we've got your name, you get to vote. The voting system is completely discredited. This entire election this year is completely discredited. With all the fraud, all the carelessness, people just getting ballots under anybody's name. We had that other video a couple of months ago where somebody came in and said, I want to pick up ballots for a whole bunch of names. And they just took all the ballots and they went away. And then people come in and say, I'm not being allowed to vote. Why? Well, because somebody already voted on your behalf and probably not for the candidate you wanted. Interestingly enough, HBO is rerunning Recount, that movie with Kevin Spacey in it about the 2000 debacle down in Florida. Our government has not fixed the election system because they love it the way it is. It allows the government and the corporations to operate free from the restraint of the will of the people. We'll let you go through those ballot things and push those buttons, but it doesn't really matter. You'll feel like you have some control over your country, but you don't. We got you now. So, I would like to think that in the nation which will take root on this land after the present corrupted structure collapses of its own rot, we'll see fit to make election fraud a death penalty crime. And I don't even like the death penalty. But if you really think about it, these people who are stealing the elections, they're not just stealing votes, they're not even just stealing an office and its salary, they're stealing your tax money, and especially right now, they're stealing the lives of your children to spend in wars of conquest. And that is why vote fraud, election fraud, ought to be the most serious crime, deserving the most serious punishment. The British had this four deaths of the traitor, something along that line. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, there's an interesting little story. Probably you remember last year there was a big upset where a programmer who was working for Goldman Sachs walked out of the door with a copy of some of their high-speed computer trading software with which Goldman Sachs is able to manipulate the stock market and basically reap all kinds of profit for which they provide nothing of any value back to society. And Goldman Sachs sued this programmer over the theft of the software. Interestingly enough, the court just ruled that computer software is not a physical property, and therefore this programmer basically has not committed a crime. Under the federal theft statute, he has not actually committed a crime because the computer code was still in Goldman Sachs. I don't think they realize what an amazing precedent they have set here because, you know, what about the code on music CDs and DVDs and Blu-ray discs? That could apply to them as well, that it's not really a physical property that can be considered to have been stolen if a copy is made. So I think they've opened up a real can of worms in trying to let this guy off the hook. By the way, speaking of DVDs, I'm holding a copy of Super 8. It's J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg's visual effects blockbuster from last summer. And the only reason I bought it, I went over to RottenTomatoes.com, which is normally a pretty good site for finding out what people think about movies. And the reviews, the score for Super 8 was very high, and they had all these glowing reviews about whatever. And frankly, I did not like the movie. I thought it had problems in so many different areas. And I'm starting to think that maybe part of the marketing arm of these larger movie studios is they hire people to go out onto these blogs for reviews and write glowing reports. And so we can't even trust them anymore. Anyway, so that's kind of an interesting thing. Code, computer code, is not physical property and does not qualify as a stolen object. I think they've opened up a real legal can of worms here. Now, the United States is continuing to push for military intervention in Syria. They're talking now about a buffer zone. Now, we know from previous wars what that means. All the stuff that's worth any money will be inside our buffer zone, and you, the people whose country this used to be, get to live on the leftovers and the dregs outside the buffer zone. The only reason they're calling for a buffer zone, of course, is because of all this military action inside Syria being fought with weapons that both the U.S. and Israel have been caught smuggling in there. This is a pattern we've seen before. Go in, find some people who are thinking they'd be a better government than the government, and every country has them. Give them a bunch of guns, let them start shooting and say, oh gosh, they're killing each other. We must intervene on humanitarian grounds. And then take control of their humanitarian oil wells, and their gold, and their molybdenum, and their copper, and their lead, and their everything else that's in there. Lieberman and McCain are on a what they're calling a surprise trip to the Turkish-Syrian border to meet with members of the insurrection. In other words, the mercenaries, the coup d'etat, basically saying America will stand with you. They're not even trying to hide their tracks what they're doing here. Russia is now saying that the West, meaning the United States primarily, is using Syria to hit China, Russia, and Iran, which is not a surprise. We've been saying that all along, that the only reason to go into Syria is it's a backdoor to the war with Iran that everybody has been wanting and drooling for years. So because of that, I wore this T-shirt today. This is one of the T-shirts we sell at our store. It says, how many countries does the U.S. have to invade before it's a world war? And I think that is very appropriate to what's going on right now. Speaking of which, the standoff in the Philippines is continuing to escalate. China has now deployed a third ship to this shoal area, this fishing ground in the South China Sea, where Philippine fishing boats are trying to fish, and China is saying, these are our waters, you're not allowed in here. Now, this is really, if you think about it, it is a coastal border dispute, if you will, over food stocks. But have you noticed in the media in the United States how much China bashing is going on about how they're a threat to our interests and on all the rest of that? The United States government would love to go to war with China. Yes, millions of your children would die, but that's a sacrifice Washington, D.C. is prepared to make. Why? Well, because the instant war breaks out with China, the U.S. government gets to go to China and say, you know all that money that you loaned us? Well, we don't have to pay it back now because we're at war. And this is really kind of a very sick situation that we find ourselves in. We have a government and a financial system that by design enriches itself by creating massive amounts of debt dumped on the people. And when it reaches the point where it can't be sustained any longer, when the Ponzi scheme is going to collapse, they start a war and they throw your children's lives away to balance the books and reset the scam so they can perpetuate it again. We're going into the third repetition of this cycle that has existed since the creation of the Federal Reserve. And remember, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. This private central bank idea and world wars came in together, and they're going to go out together, I might add. Alrighty. The U.S. government is now saying that because of Pakistan's closure of certain routes, it's delaying the Afghan withdrawal. It's doing no such thing. The U.S. is just looking for an excuse to stay. The U.S. needs to stay in Afghanistan, especially now, where Russia has given every indication that following an attack on Iran, they're going to move into Georgia to secure their lanes of communication, the ground supply routes through the Caucasus Mountains, down through Georgia, and into Iran. They're going to secure those. The only other ground routes there are Afghanistan. And if the U.S. is out of Afghanistan, Russia's going to come down through there as well. And so the U.S. is trying to find some reason to stay in Afghanistan and use your children as roadblocks for those big old Russian trucks and tanks and trains that are coming through here. Meanwhile, as if we don't have enough problems going on, the U.S. is now bombing Yemen. They're sending in airstrikes into Yemen, claiming they're bombing Al-Qaeda. How do you know they're Al-Qaeda?
Well, they're dead, aren't they? They wouldn't be dead if they weren't Al-Qaeda. You're not suggesting the United States government would bomb and kill innocent people, do you? If you go on saying that, the terrorists will win.
So now we're bombing Yemen. Add that to the list of countries that aren't really going to like us much more. Meanwhile, from around the world, we're seeing a movement of protesters, if you will, activists, if you will, merging on Palestine. And the idea is that all of these participants, and there are so far more than 2,000 who've indicated they're going to do this, they're converging from Europe, North America, Australia, Turkey. They're going to travel to Palestine via the Lod Airport and Jordan to participate in a week-long series of activities in solidarity with the Palestinian people to once again call attention to the fact that Israel is continuing to take Palestinian land. In fact, while everybody's distracted with Syria and Zimmerman and Ann Romney's motherhood issues, Israel has accelerated the building and expansion of those illegal settlements in the West Bank area. Now, these activists who are going to Palestine are going in there in order to repair the wells that were destroyed by the settlers and to plant new trees to replace the ones being chopped down and destroyed by the settlers. And Israel has said they're going to do everything they can to stop these activists from going in there and restoring the water and food to the Palestinian people. Because after all, the Palestinians are supposed to starve. That's what will drive them out. Okay. It may get as ugly as Israel's attack on the aid flotilla. I'd like to remind everybody here as we struggle to make ends meet, as we struggle to put food on the table and to keep a roof over the heads of our children, that averaged out over the entire lifespan of Israel, 4.9 million United States tax dollars a day flow to Israel, $4.9 million every single day, while Americans are sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters. This is more than four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. And we're still waiting for a giant leap for mankind out of all that money. We not only didn't get a giant leap for mankind, we didn't get anything like Velcro or microchips or any of the things. When we spent that money going to the moon, we kicked off the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. What have we gotten for all that money poured onto Israel, except Israel coming back and saying, that was last week, what are you doing for me this week? And the hatred of pretty much everybody else in the Middle East. We've gotten that. Wonderful deal for all that money here. Now, Bernanke is still up there talking to the U.S. Congress, and basically what he is saying in his comments to the Budget Committee is the United States economy is much closer to total destruction than most people think. It's hanging by a thread. Don't forget, last week, little piece of news they didn't want you paying attention to in all this Zimmerman stuff. The creditworthiness of America's debt, specifically the U.S. government debt, has been downgraded, and its outlook is now negative. The ratings agencies are saying it is unlikely the U.S. government can ever pay its debt, no matter how much they wring the last few pennies out of your pocket. At this point, we're all throwing good money after bad, trying to save a government which just institutionally doesn't want to be saved. They're addicted to spending other people's money. And it's time for an intervention here. Up in Canada, rather interesting story. Apparently, Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, John Baird, personally undertook a major lobbying campaign at the United Nations to deny Palestinian efforts to be recognized by a state, as a state by the United Nations. And it was looking really good. So apparently, you know, congratulations, Canada, you have finally come up to be the equal of the United States. Your government has been subverted by Israel. Your officials, who are paid to take care of Canada, are busy taking care of Israel, just like the United States of America. And that means soon, like the United States of America, your economy will be looted to give that money to Israel, and your children will be dying in Israel's wars. This is what comes from wanting to be just like somebody you think is really cool, and then you find out they're really not so cool after all. Up at the Bath Iron Works in Maine, the United States is starting to build the next generation of United States stealth destroyer. It's I hope it works a lot better than some of these other boats they've built. We were talking about these at-sea fleet oilers. They built four of them, and as soon as they were done, they immediately went to the scrapyard because they were done that badly. I'm looking at the development of American weapon systems, and they're very expensive, and they look really cool. This looks like Darth Vader's ski boat, but I'm going to speculate right now. It won't work properly at all. It'll be like the F-35, only bigger and more expensive. You know, all this border checking, scanning the passports, biometrics and chipping and all that they're talking about to try and keep us all properly cowed down at the border. The CIA is now coming out and saying, actually, that's going to be a real problem for them. Because they're not going to be able to get their spies in and out of other countries. So that's what government is. One set of rules and restrictions and requirements for the ordinary citizens, and everybody else gets a free pass. All righty, I want to talk a little bit about the quake activity we're seeing around here in the Pacific Ocean. The entire Ring of Fire seems to be doing the happy dance right now. And in the last 24 hours, we had that 8.6 and a whole bunch of aftershocks over by Indonesia, fortunately way out in the ocean. So the damage from that was minimal. Last night we had a 7.0 in Michoacan, Mexico, then followed by a 6.9 up in the Gulf of California, another small one up in the Oregon coast. They just had a little one up there in Alaska. There's apparently a series of quakes hitting near Fukushima, Japan. So it's like the whole Ring of Fire is kind of twitching and sort of going through these readjustments. Maybe the Mayans were right. I don't know. But there is some concern over the fact that there have been some a series of moderate quakes at Fukushima. Now, TEPCO has announced there might be a leak in the spent fuel rod pool in reactor number 4. This is the one that everybody's saying if that were to collapse, because the building's already tipping. It's already leaning from the quake. That would be a radioactive release that would just be absolutely devastating to Japan and probably the whole North Pacific. They've halted the cooling system. They're saying it's for an inspection. They're also saying that this problem appeared before this morning's series of quakes. Given the amount of lies we have been told from then till now, I'm not sure how much I'm ready to believe it. But this is now officially the world's worst nuclear disaster, and we still don't know the true scale of it. We do know they've been lying all along. Back when reactor 3, the MOX fuel reactor, blew up, and they said, oh, it's just a hydrogen gas explosion. And we called them on it because the cloud of debris was the wrong color. We said that's plutonium oxide in there. That is not hydrogen explosion, because hydrogen explosions produce steam, and steam is white. And the smoke cloud coming out of the reactor was this sickly yellow-green, which is the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. So we know they're lying to us, and they're probably still lying to us now. Down in San Onofre, California, where the power station is shut down until further notice, the inspectors from the NRC are noticing what they're calling an unusual tube wear in the steam generator units. And they're kind of like hemming and hawing about what's causing it. We'll talk about this a little bit more when we come on back. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, and revolutionary war of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Speaking of taxes and money and other stuff like that, We're going to grab a phone call. I'm going to pick up on this thing on San Onofre after the top of the hour, but I want to grab this phone call. Ron in Arizona. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've been seeing for years the the television ads on the cable TV, send in your gold or, you know, old jewelry, gold for cash. And the other night, my wife was telling me how one of her coworkers was having a friend who was going to have a gold party. And I'm like, what was that? And they said, oh, well, somebody comes and everybody gets together and they bring in their jewelry and they just give you cash right there on the spot. And I was like, that is just ludicrous. Why would anybody want to give up their gold? And, you know, it got me thinking, would you think that's kind of like a subtle confiscation of gold? People just suckering the stupid people into giving up whatever precious metals they have and just, you know, handing them worthless Federal Reserve notes in exchange?
Well, I agree with everything that you say except the word confiscation, because obviously they are being given those paper notes in exchange. Basically, these gold buying operations are taking advantage of people struggling to get by, and basically trading them banknotes they can take to the store for food in exchange for their jewelry. And it is a very, it's vulture capitalism at its best. The prices they're paying for the gold aren't very good because they're saying, well, we got to melt it down and we got to refine it and we got to do all this other stuff. And I think a lot of people who go to those gold scavenging places are usually, if they think about it, they're not getting any kind of a decent return on the money. It's just, well, yeah, I'm not using this jewelry anymore and I can get a few bucks for it, so why not? If you go back and you look at the history of Germany at the height of the Weimar inflation, you will see exactly the same thing. Little storefronts that opened up and said, we have plenty of these printed paper notes we will give you in exchange for that dirty old gold and platinum and silver and those gemstones. You don't want those anymore. You want these pretty printed pieces of paper so you can take a bushel basket of them and buy a loaf of bread. And it was absolute cruel exploitation of the people. This private central bank that had been imposed on Germany by the Treaty of Versailles at the end of World War I drove the German people into poverty. And then when they were in poverty and desperate and dependent on those paper notes, they used the paper notes to basically strip mine the population of anything of real value. That's what private central banks do. Anything of real value and worth winds up in the pockets of the bankers, and you're left with a big stack of those pretty printed pieces of paper. And that's all they are.
No, it's heinous. It's this a heinous crime against people. And I, you know, I'm very fortunate in the fact that my parents, they haven't woken up 100%, but they've woken up to the fact at least they basically converted all of their paper assets into precious metal assets, and they are now 100% converted. And I got them. They started this process when gold was at, like, I think it was 10.64,
right,
and silver at 17.
Gotta let you go here. We're going to take a station ID break. South Park did a wonderful, wonderful show on this whole jewelry TV and gold buyback stuff, and they did a wonderful job. We'll be right back after station identification.
The next